Sometimes we ministers, we plan a service, and then we go away for the weekend and things happen, like, I don't know, presidents sign executive orders or things. And so I chose a second reading, and I asked Star to read it because I thought it was apt. I know our president isn't sitting in the pews with us, and perhaps this is aimed more at him than at all of you, because I'm sure you know this lesson already, but it won't hurt to remember it.
Leviticus 19. When an alien resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress the alien. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as the citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord, your God.
We say many things out in the world. We say many things with our words, many more things not with our words at all. You founders of this congregation, you knew you were saying something. Well, not founders, but those of you who were here in 1999, is that right, when you purchased this building? You knew you were saying something when you bought the church on the corner of Church and Main, right? I mean, I come driving down 28 every day when I come to work in the morning, and this is the steeple that greets me, right? This is what we see. We have a presence here in downtown Manassas. You don't usually see me in a clergy shirt. I mean, if you look at the website and our Facebook page, and if you follow some of the social justice stuff, which seems to be every other day now, you might see pictures of me in a clergy shirt. You know that I wear it. You've seen pictures of me standing behind William Barbert's because they put the short clergy people in the front rows. And you know I wear a clergy shirt there, but you don't see me wear this much on Sundays, do you? It's the first time, I think, maybe first or second time I've worn it here on a Sunday. And you founders of this congregation, and you who've been in Unitarian Universalism for a long time, you know that 30 years ago, 35 years ago, you just didn't see you clergy wearing collars at all, did you? The Reverend Don Robinson was about the only one of us, and that was because he was a community minister and he needed to be recognized immediately out in the community as a minister. This says something in the world, doesn't it? When I put this on and I go outside, first of all, I have to behave. it's true, right? So I wear it as a spiritual practice when I travel for ministry, because I have to behave. When I'm going through an airport with the clergy collar on, even if my flights are delayed and I've been bumped, and it's all right. I can be assertive, but there's language I can't use. I know a lot of you were at the, who was at the Women's March 2 weeks ago? Wow. I didn't see most of you there. I ran into three brewers. I don't know how we missed each other. But I was wearing my collar, and I saw a lot of amusing signs. And there were signs that I really liked that I just couldn't carry it would have clashed with the collar, right? Because it says something. There are things that you just can't be carrying with a, right? With a collar. I saw some really good signs. Now, there were signs that I could carry. And there were signs that people were, respect women of color. End voter repression. This, my daughter had this one. I had this one. And that's respectable, and I can carry that. But there were signs with language that I just can't use with this shirt on. But it was important for people to recognize me. Now, one of the signs that I didn't see while I was there, but I saw later on Facebook or somewhere on the internet, was and I think it was one of the wittiest and most biting and cutting signs, and some people who well, if you're having trouble seeing it, it says, Trump uses Comic Sans. And it has a lot to do with what we're talking about with communication. Now, Comic Sans is cute if you're writing comic books. But we don't, it's not a font to be taken seriously, right? It's not, would you submit a resume in Comic Sans? No, you would not. If I got a resume in Comic Sans, I would file it immediately. I tell you, friends, I know that there are churches out there where they've done orders of service. It tells us, if this speaks volumes. If we use this out in the world, we're saying, I don't take what I'm writing seriously. This is comedy. This is a comic book. This is, right? This is not serious. This is a message that we're sending out in the world. Fonts have meaning, just as words have meaning. How we dress has a meaning. We say something with it. Sometimes it says, I want to be noticed. Sometimes it says, I'm anti-establishment. I don't care. Sometimes it says, this is what I can afford. Sometimes it says, I don't want to be noticed no matter what, right? But everything we do in the world speaks. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes not, right? But we're always sending messages. Now, I'd like to. We've been talking about communication. Star, would you come up here for a minute and grab the microphone and remind me again, because there's something that you teach. What is it that you teach?
I teach communication.
Oh, right, that was it. Yeah, and we're gonna play a little game here because again, words matter, but there's so much more than words. We're gonna play a little communication game. A.
B.
A.
B.
A.
B.
A.
B.
A.
B.
A.
B.
Thank you. did you understand what was going on? And the only words we used were A and B. There was a whole text underneath that, and you didn't need the words. Now, how many of you have traveled abroad? Oh, wow, that's most people. Have you ever pretended to be Canadian? And you know where I'm going with this. I was... Because there's a way that we're viewed, remember, there's a way that we're viewed in the world. Now, sometimes people, do you know how you can pick out Americans, like 30 years ago, certainly, right? Oh, that's an American. White sneakers and a fanny pack. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that's okay. That's right. We can pick out tourists, but that's okay. I can remember once being, now this was in 1985, so Yugoslavia was still a single country then. And I was in Zagreb, and it wasn't full of American tourists. They didn't get a lot of American visitors, but I was in a museum, and there were a couple of other Americans in there. And they had guides in like a gazillion languages, but English wasn't one of them. Well, they didn't get a lot of people who spoke English. And the other Americans were just flipping out and yelling and screaming, how dare you not have this in English, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to... I kind of wanted to say, on the one hand, I'm from Canada. And on the other hand, you know what? I'm an American and we're not all like that. You know, we have those moments, right? What's the image that we want people to understand? But it's not just the image of our country. Quite some time ago, there was a group of UUs in a choir touring Italy. And, you know, if you go on a tour like that, it's not all just performing. Like, you do some touring, too. And they were walking into a church, a Catholic church. And, when we go into somebody else's house, we have to play by somebody else's rules. And one of the women had bare shoulders, and they didn't want to let her in. And she screamed at the person, I'm a Unitarian. I can do what I like. My friend. Well, what's the message that person just sent about Unitarian Universalists, right? Yeah. So what's the message we're portraying? Well, that was, and I was going to dig deeper into the message that we as a church are portraying, but you're going to get my idea, because I knew what I was going to tell you about, and I went away to the Joseph Priestley District Board meeting on Friday, and then our president sent a message to the world. Did he not? Do you think he fully comprehends the message that he sent? I don't think he does. I don't think he understands the message he sent to the rest of the world and to the United States. He signed this executive order on International Holocaust Remembrance Day, keeping immigrants out. From 7 countries, not from any countries where he has business interests, you understand. From 7 countries on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Well, there's something that you need to know about this kind of showmanship. In the Krakow ghetto, the Jewish ghetto in Krakow during World War II, now not the original Krakow Jewish quarter, because Hitler and the Nazis felt that that was too nice an area to leave to the Jews. So the Jews were transported to another area, a more industrial area of Krakow, and walled in. And the wall that was built around that ghetto was intentionally built in the shape of gravestones. What was the message? You're never leaving here. So that our president signed this executive order on Holocaust Remembrance Day, that message was not lost on the world. This country has a history of turning away refugees. We did this in 1939. We turned away Jewish refugees. And by the way, America First, that America First term that the president has been using was used in that time as a way of keeping the U.S. out of World War II and as a way of keeping Jewish refugees out of the United States. And Dr. Seuss even did a cartoon about that. You can look it up. Refugees were pulled off planes yesterday. Refugees who had their visas in hand. Resident aliens with green cards were held at airports yesterday. And although this, I cannot confirm this, I have also heard that U.S. citizens with dual citizenship were turned away. U.S. citizens. And let me tell you some of the some Syrian Americans and Iranian Americans. These are some of the people we would have kept out if this had happened earlier. Paula Abdul, Christiane Amanpour, Andre Agassi is an Iranian. The message is clear. Isolationism, protectionism, jingoism. And the world has heard it. Iran has already said, no Americans can come to Iran now. And I'm sure other countries will follow suit. So what is the message that we will put out to the world? What is the message that we as Unitarian Universalists will put out? What is the message that we as a congregation will put out? What are we saying to the world? You know, we have a bully pulpit right up there. We have a steeple. I don't know if you've ever used it to hang a banner before. I don't know if you want to put a welcome sign up there in Arabic and Spanish saying everyone is welcome here. I don't know if you want to do that. But I'm not, this is not a congregational meeting, and that's your choice. But I know I drive down 28 every day, and I see that steeple. I don't know how bold you want to be in this community. But this has always been a symbol of resistance. Since the 15th century. You know there are ways to communicate that are way stronger than words. When you have time, I recommend a sermon to you by a minister you might have heard of. And it's becoming known as the Columbus Sermon. It was delivered on Sunday morning at General Assembly this past year in Columbus, Ohio. It was by the Reverend Nancy McDonald Ladd. You can find it online. And she'll tell you about what's important and fake fights and pulling together. Now is the time, my friend. Leviticus 19, verses 33 through 34, when an alien resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress the alien. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as the citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am Lord, your God. How will we be in the world? What will we say? It's your choice. However we say it, I suggest we don't use Comic Sans. Namaste.